Art Jobler, screenwriter, director, producer, born December 7, 1909, Chicago, Illinois. Chicago-born Art Jobler and the radio industry literally grew up together. Obler sold his first radio scripts in the 1920s while he was still in high school. In 1936, Obler took over the weekly radio horror anthology Lights Out from producer Willis Cooper. At this point in his career, Obler was more fascinated with the technical end of the radio than with the nuances and plots of character development. Thus, he used Lights Out to experiment with some of the most chilling, convincing sound effects in history. The most famous, which included the sound of a man being turned inside out, an effect achieved with a wet rubber glove. In 1939, CBS hired Obler to oversee the wide-ranging radio anthology Arch Obler's Plays. This program was distinguished by its near-poetic prose, politically charged themes, and stream-of-consciousness narratives. Branching out into film and stage writing, Obler contributed screenplays to such films as Escape, 1940, Gangway for Tomorrow, 1943, and On Our Merry Way, 1948, and also penned the blank verse Broadway play Night of the Ulk, 1956. Obler's first film directing job from his own script was Strange Holiday, 1942, a cautious anti-fascist piece originally intended to be shown only to the employees of General Motors. MGM's Bewitched, 1945, a nightmarish forerunner to such multi-personality films as Three Faces of Eve, represented Obler's best directorial work. Thereafter, he let his preoccupation with gimmickry get the better of him. 5, 1951, is a pretentious and totally ludicrous post-apocalyptic drama about the last five people on Earth. Bawana Devil, 1952, the first 3D feature film, made a lot of money, but is worthless outside of its stereoscopic photography. The Twonky, 1953, is a stupid comedy about a malevolent TV set. And The Bubble, 1966, another 3D effort in Space Vision, was so bad it was held back from release for nearly 3 years. The most successful of Obler's latter-day film efforts was the softcore porn epic The Stewardesses, 1969, which he understandably directed under a pseudonym. Though his film career was spotty at best, Arch Obler will always be regarded as one of the giants in radio's golden age. His original Lights Out broadcasts are still being syndicated to local radio stations, introducing whole new generations to the theater of the mind. Arch Obler died March 19, 1987 in California. Information for this audio clip came from Hal Erickson, All Movie Guide, and your audio series description moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip was provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you would like more information on how you can assist in this, go to www.otterprojectonline.info. This is your announcer, Michael Myers.